Brought to you by Bowther's Bakery, available at your local deli or supermarket. Bowther's, baking people happy since 1853. Our very special guest.
Goodness. Crowd are restless, Esro is restless, Bernie Vince is restless, and poor old Dangerfield saying, where are you at? Don't I have a back?
Rory's coming down.
Rory's coming
well
off the bench.
Rory.
Oh, and Big JJ's in there.
No, but that's what you want to see. So there's about 30 players in the middle. JJ's on the ground. Rory Sloane came straight off the bench, ran straight into Bernie Vince. Every player
now... they're still at it.
I'll tell you what, there's a $1,000 fine times 36 players. That's called a melee.
Patrick Dangerfield, it's a bit like being on 5AA Brekkie, isn't it?
Morning, guys. Just someone give Rory a chill pill.
Hey, Batty, we all watch with great amazement your old mate Bernie Vince. He roughed you up a bit on the weekend.
Him. I hate him.
Yeah. You hate
he's
him?
He's not a mate, no.
No, not anymore, he's not. Hey, now, what was it like out there? We've heard a lot of other opinion, but let's hear it from the horse's mouth. What was it like?
Oh, it gets frustrating, but you're not really frustrated in Bernie or what Bernie's doing. It's more frustrated in yourself that you're not playing the way that you know that you can. So, that was disappointing for me on the weekend. I want to play better than that. But at the same time, I'll take that every week if we win by 5 goals. And that's been the mantra for everyone in our side. You know, the team is bigger than any individual. And at the end of the day, we've got the job done. So that's what we went out there to do, and we did it. You know, last year we played Melbourne in a really similar game, and we lost that game. So we've just got to keep the momentum that we've built.
So from the moment you stepped on the ground, you knew he was tagging you. But the first clip over the year, did you think, well, I'm going to have 100 minutes of this?
No, not really. You don't think about it as, oh, gee, this is going to be a hard day. Your mentality's got to be, if you're not going to have your best day, what can you do to contribute in some way? Whether it's blocking around stoppages or playing a bit more forward or anything like that.
So in a way, he was very successful in what he was trying to do, was trying to distract you from what you really wanted to get done.
Yeah, that's what the good taggers do. I don't know how focused on the game he was at the end of the day, Jane. He did kick the ball the wrong direction.
Yes, that was a beautiful moment.
We needed that clearance.
So probably was worth it for that to happen.
He was actually on the Adelaide Crow stats list, Paddy.
Exactly right.
Hey, Paddy, he's a good friend of yours, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. No, I get along really well with Bernie, and he's obviously one of Tex's very good mates.
And
Tex and I have an involvement in the Alma, so he came back there after the game.
Yeah, we saw the photo on Instagram. It was just a bit of fun. But my question is...
Yeah, I got the bouncers to bring him out after that.
With the broken...
From social media, and then he was dragged out on the street.
With the broken leg. Because he's such a good mate of yours, are there any discussions on the field that you're happy to share with us where you're actually sort of talking to him in a mate's way but at the same time getting annoyed? Or is it after the white line, after you're over that white line, that's it?
Well, that's what it is, basically. Once you step over that white line, and if you're not wearing a Crows Guernsey, then it's time to do battle. So I'm not really a massive talker to the opposition. I get too worried that if you say something, they're going to end up having a great game or kicking a great goal on you. So, I'm not too big on that sort of thing.
Just looking at that three-quarter time incident, and I was sitting in the stand not far from where it happened, and I actually heard the old slap of body on body, and I thought, well, that'll be Bernie hitting Paddy again. And
Might have been Jake Kelly just sailing, it could have sailing been, out of the pack.
But I don't think so, because you're actually on the ground on your haunches, and I thought, well, it sounded bad, but at least you're not flat out and unconscious. But do you appreciate that the other players, and I'm talking Rory Sloane, sort of flew into the fray, that it turned into a melee? Is that good for the game?
I don't know whether it's good for the game. I mean, Sloane is really strong on protecting teammates, as our players are. But the most important thing for me is that as a team that we're really focusing on the game. So, yeah, it happened at three-quarter time, but it wasn't going to affect us in any way. In terms of giving away free kicks. I'd rather us focus on the game and get the job done, because at the end of the day, that's what we're there to do, and that's what our fans want to see us do. They want to see us win.
Absolutely. Paddy, do you feel, though, that you should have been protected a little more so that at least the Melbourne Footy Club and Bernie Vince understood that they couldn't go above and beyond? Because at the end of the day, if that melee had have really got out of hand, as a result partly of, you know, what was going on between you and Bernie, someone could have had a jaw broken. Now, that would have, in my view, been partially on the umpires.
Look, the umpires do the best job they possibly can. There's three of them out there. There's a lot to focus on in any game. So, you know, when you're right off the ball, you know, they do the best job that they possibly can. They can't possibly see everything in every game.
Yep,
so that's why they review every game with the match review panel and that sort of thing.
Mm.
And as we saw, there was a few fines issued, but there wasn't anything too serious to come out of the game.
Did you almost have a Chris Yaron moment with Bernie?
I'm not a very good fighter, so I probably would have missed him if I did.
But speaking of Chris Yaron and Andrew Moore and others, what did you make of Yaron's suspension and the action on the field? Is that just a brain snap, these things happen?
For Chris, I think it is. Knowing him quite well and playing with him as a junior, you know, he's certainly not like that. So I just think, you know, it got to a stage where he just wasn't quite thinking, and then he's reacted in a way that I know he'd take back if he had his time again. And in regards to Andrew Moore, I mean, it's a really tough decision, I feel. From my understanding, even the umpire, when they were reviewing it a few days ago, said that there wasn't anything in it. He was just showing me what had happened. So I really feel for Andrew. I think it's a really difficult situation to be in, given he was just trying to explain, you know, what was happening. Maybe he hasn't gone about it in the right manner, but there was certainly no malice, in, as far as I'm concerned, in what he did.
What do you think of the 3-week suspension that he got?
Incredibly tough. You know, I think surely we need some sort of common sense type rule with regards to that sort of thing, but, you know, they're making a really strong stance that you cannot touch an umpire in any way.
And Michael made a really good point, which I'm sure, Paddy, you won't disagree with in part, and that is that there's got to be some, there's got to be a line drawn for young kids as well. I mean, we don't want perhaps young Moore to get off, because what that says is that touching an umpire is okay. So there's a real fine balance, isn't there?
Absolutely there is. And we certainly have to respect the umpire and respect the umpire's decision. But sometimes you do get into a conversation with them and just try to explain to them what's happening during a game. And you know, he might have not have even thought that he's touched him. He's just trying to explain to him, look, this is the body positioning around stoppages or whatever it might be. So it's a really tough situation to be in, and I certainly feel for him.
A great start to the year. Top of the ladder, 3-0 wins. It's just brilliant. What was the coach's debrief like for you after the game on the weekend?
Yeah, look, there's a few things that we spoke about. Ground balls is one we continually need to work on. We weren't terrific at it in the first quarter, but our last quarter was really positive. Clearances, we've been good. Probably more from an attacking point of view, we just need to execute our skills a bit better. We've played some really good footy in the first 3 weeks, but at the same time, there's 19 games to go, plus finals if we get there. So, you know, we've really only scratched the surface, so we need to continue to build on the form that we've showed so far.
Well, let's just hope they give you a rest, not a rest, I mean, from the game, but just stop belting you this week and we can see you play your classic game of get the ball, kick it long and come out of it unscathed.
Now, just before you go, just putting on a different hat for you from footy player to movie critic. You've been off to see the new Avengers movie.
I did, Jane.
A score out of 10, any points you'd like to make?
Well, let me just make one thing perfectly clear. When I went there, there was more security than Fort Knox. There's more security getting into that cinema than there is leaving the country. You had to have your phone out, your wallet out. It was just unbelievable.
Well, they know what you're like. Well, that's the problem.
We were trying to smuggle phones in, but they didn't pick up on that.
You were wearing your pirate's patch.
I had my Iron Man helmet on.
What did you think of the film?
I thought it was unbelievable, to be honest. Tommy Lynch invited me. I don't know how he gets tickets to these things, but he does.
A-lister.
Well, he is an A-lister.
One day you'll get there. You never know.
He's a 9.5 with product, he tells me. But it was a very good movie.
Good luck next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, cheers, mate. And, Paddy, I hope you don't mind. We've got Bernie Vince here to escort you down to the car.
Tommy Wren's going to help me down, I think.
Yeah, exactly.